Strike three. Now it's supper time, and his mama calls. Little boy starts home with his bat and ball. Says I am the greatest, that is a fact. But even I didn't know I could pitch like that. Says I am the greatest, that is understood, but even I didn't know I could pitch that good.
A Central Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. KASM Albany 107.7 FM. Streaming online at MyChasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
And it is now 7 o'clock and it is time for our Randy Rostrand to bring us the Dick Putt Show.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. Another Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio, where we bring you scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across Central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show here on KASM, brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Arosa Lumber, Woodshop of Avon, Arosa Bar and Lounge, Happily's Bar in Richmond, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Black Financial of Avon, Westside Liquor in Way Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, bringing us our Dick Putt Show, as is West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Yolk Services of Richmond. In Zimmerman, attorneys at law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. You hear the Dick Putt Show every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on KASM Radio. Joyce is recording the Dick Putt Show back at our radio station in Albany, and it will be available online tomorrow at some point. So you can go to our KASM web homepage. There's a sports tab across the front of the homepage. You can click that, get a drop-down box, and you'll see the archive Dick Putt shows from the 2024 season, along with some region baseball coverage from 2023, and some region baseball coverage will show up there for 2024. So lots of good information there on that sports tab on our webpage. All right, we're going to dig into some scores and highlights tonight, and let's go over to the County Line League playoffs. They started their playoffs 3 weeks ago already, and on Friday night, it was Starbuck hosting Norway Lake Sunburg, and Starbuck wins this ballgame 5-1 over Norway Lake Sunburg. So Starbuck winning that opportunity to play in Atwater today against Painesville. And Starbuck taking on Painesville this afternoon. It was Painesville defeating Starbuck by a score of 11-10. 11 runs, 17 hits, 1 error for Painesville. 10 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error for Starbuck. Grady Pook starts on the mound for Painesville, relieved by Sam Orline in the 6th. Luke Johnson in the 9th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Griffin Berkey. For Starbuck, Darren Alexander starts, relieved by Colin Richards in the 8th. Mitch Gruber in the 9th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Aaron Versteg. Some hitting highlights for Painesville today. Drew Tangen was 2-for-5. Luke Johnson, 3-for-5. Luke had a double and a two-run homer in the 8th. Abe Bullard was 2-for-4. Sam Orline, 3-for-4. Gary Lusink was actually had a double in the ballgame, and Rick Hendrickson was 2-for-2 for the Pirates today, Painesville. For Starbuck, Aaron Versteg, 3-for-4. He had a two-run homer in the 7th. And 4 RBIs, Matt Gruber with a double, Austin Versteg with a double. Mitch Gruber was 2-for-5 today. And Drew also Wanick had a double. So the final this afternoon, as Painesville scores a run in the bottom of the ninth inning to defeat Starbuck by a score of 11-10. That set up a matchup with Painesville and Atwater. Atwater had not lost yet in the County Line League playoffs. And Atwater defeats Painesville today 7-1. That goes seven innings. I believe weather halted the play of that ball game. Atwater winning 7-1. Seven runs, 12 hits, no errors for Atwater. One run, seven hits, three errors for Painesville. David Kingery on the mound will get the win. The catcher, Logan Stroman. And for Painesville, Bennett Evans, he takes the loss, relieved by Blake Bogley in the seventh, the catcher, Griffin Berkey. Some hitting highlights for Atwater. Josh Kingery, 2-for-4. He had a three-run homer in the sixth and three RBIs. Jackson Bem was 2-for-4. He had two doubles today. Jack Peterson, 2-for-4 for Atwater. Kobe Holtz had a double, and David Kingery with a double. For Painesville this afternoon, Luke Johnson was 3-for-3. Luke had a double and a solo home run in the first. Gary Lusick, 2-for-3, and Abe Bullard with a double. So a final today in seven had Atwater defeating Painesville 7-1. I do have matchups for this region, Region 4C. We'll get to that in our last segment of our Dick Putz Show, where we will give you the matchups for 4C, 8C, 11C, and 15C. When we come back, we're going to take a look at scores and highlights from some play-in games and seeding games for Region 15C. We'll also take a look at some scores from some play-in and seeding for Region 11C. We'll do it after these messages.
Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and Investments Advisory Services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Swing through on your way home from Regions and Watkins on Saturday, August 3rd, and enjoy live music outside of Corky's and an outdoor bar with Fine by Friday performing from 7 until 11. Whether you are stopping uptown for 1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Hi, this is Paul, and we all look forward to annual traditions. Every spring, farmers return to their fields to raise crops for another season, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank all the farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com, and to all area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
All righty, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show tonight here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you. A seeding game today played between Kimball and Eden Valley. This seeding game for Region 11C. And the ball game goes to the Kimball Express today, 1-0. 1 run, 5 hits, 3 errors for Kimball. No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Eden Valley. Matt Dingman will go the distance for the Express today, as he strikes out 6 in the victory, complete game. And the loss will go to Jackson Geislinger, the starter for the Hawks, relieved by Austin Berg in the 5th inning. Some hitting highlights for the Hawks today. We had base hits, single base hits again for Austin Schlungen, Anthony Estrada, Jordan Kelm, and Kane Renner. Those are the 4 hits for the Hawks today. For Kimball, leading the way, Austin Rooley was 2-for-4 today. We had Tommy Friesen going 2-for-4, and Adam Beyer with the other hit for the Express. So, well played ball game today that goes to the Kimball Express by a score of 1-0 over Eden Valley. That a seeding game for Region 11C. Over in Region 15C, on Saturday, there was a play-in game between Pearl Lake and Greenwald. They played this over in Watkins Saturday afternoon, and Pearl Lake defeats Greenwald by a score of 9-1. 9 runs, 18 hits, and no errors for Pearl Lake. 1 run, 1 hit, and 1 error for Greenwald. On the mound for Pearl Lake, Adam Braun will go the first 8 to pick up the victory, relieved by Nolan Notch in the 9th, and the catcher was Colton Fruth. For Greenwald, Brett Engelmeyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ethan Edel in the 4th, Grant Musho in the 7th, Tyler Hoffman in the 9th, and the catcher Tyler Thomas. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake on Saturday, Max Fox continues his hot hitting as he goes 4-for-5 with 4 runs scored and a double. Alex Lensmeyer, 4-for-5 on the day with 3 RBIs. Blake Kunkel was 2-for-4. Nick Schmidt had 2 hits. Ben Schmidt, 2-for-3. And Colton Fruth had a double. For Greenwald, their only hit was a solo home run in the 4th inning by Grant Musho. So a final on Saturday at Pearl Lake defeating Greenwald. Pearl Lake heads to Region 15C, winning by a score of 9-1. On Saturday night, over in Cold Spring, Watkins taking on the Cold Spring Rockies in a seeding game for Region 15C. And that ball game going to the Watkins Clippers last night. 8-0, Watkins defeats the Cold Spring Rockies. 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Watkins. No runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for the Cold Spring Rockies. On the mound for Watkins on Saturday night, Carson Geislinger pitches the first 7 and does a wonderful job as he'll pick up the win, relieved by Danny Berg in the 8th inning and the catcher Lincoln Haugen. For the Rockies, Jake Brinker starts, taking the loss, relieved by Connor Schoberg in the 5th, Thad Leeser in the 6th, Cole Fuchs in the 7th, and Hunter Fuchs in the 9th inning, and the catcher Brady Leverington. Hitting highlights for Watkins Saturday night, Nolan Geislinger 2-for-5, he had a double, and Brendan Ashton was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. For the Rockies, Brady Lynn, 2-for-3 in the ball game. So a final on Saturday night in Region 15C for a seeding game. It was Watkins 8, the Cold Spring Rockies 0. All right, we'll get back to more scores and highlights. We're going to look at region, actually look at the Victory League playoffs, which, again, are affecting Region 8C, but we'll look at some of those scores and highlights when we come back after these messages.
For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, Wendy, want to tell everyone our shocking news?
Nice pun, James. We are excited to announce Gilk Services now offers electrical service in addition to our plumbing, heating, AC, and water solutions.
So if you need electrical service in your home, cabin, and farm, better get Gilk. This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
From Gilk Services of Richmond.
Ken and his team from Bluestone Electric is coming in with over 60 years of experience.
Gilk Services, one stop, and we do it all. A Ream Pro Partner. Visit GilkPlumbing.com.
Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman. You've heard me on Chasm before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that Chasm broadcasts. We love it that Chasm covers these events, and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20. 101.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Victory League, where they had continued their playoffs. starting on Friday night. We have St. Wendell at Avon, and Avon defeats St. Wendell by a score of 6-3. Six runs, eight hits, and an error for Avon. Three runs, three hits, and an error for St. Wendell. Matt Pickleman will pick up the win for Avon, relieved by Cole Wellman in the seventh inning. He'll get the save. The loss will go to Austin Diekman for St. Wendell. Some hitting highlights for Avon. Elian Mesquita was 2-for-4 with a double and a triple. Joe Dolan, 2-for-4, and Bennett Hilla with a double for the Lakers. For St. Wendell, Brandon Diekman had a double. Logan Harn and Jake Ethan each had singles. So a final on Friday night had Avon defeating St. Wendell 6-3. Both those teams make Region 8C. Other game that had no elimination, I guess, implications, and that was Nisswa taking on Buckman. Both those teams are headed to the Region 8C. It was Nisswa over Buckman by a score of 8-3 in that ball game. Eight runs, eight hits, no errors for Nisswa. Three runs, seven hits, and four errors for Buckman. On the mound for Nisswa, Blaine Hardy starts, relieved by Carter Dox in the sixth. He'll get the win. And Ben DeRocher in the eighth with the save. I'm seeing a couple different scores here. And one is 4-3 and one is 8-3. So I'll go with the 4-3 here because Ben Dorsey with the save as he comes on in the eighth. The loss will go to Matt Topkus as he takes the loss. Ben Toma comes in the eighth inning. Some hitting highlights for Nisswa. Aaron Jenkins, 2-for-5 with a double. He had a solo home run in the sixth inning. Nate Duchesne, 3-for-4 with a double. For Buckman, Matt Topkus, 2-for-5. Lane Gertz, 2-for-4 with a double. Nisswa is the one seed. Buckman, the second seed in that 4-3 victory for Nisswa. Other ball games, this elimination game between Fort Ripley and Foley. This ball game goes seven innings as Foley defeats Fort Ripley 10-0. 10 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Foley. No runs, five hits, three errors for Fort Ripley. Logan Winkleman will pick up the win for Foley. Michael Mozloff comes on in the sixth inning in relief. And for Fort Ripley, Bryce Flanagan takes the loss. Hitting highlights for Foley, Ryan Chmielewski was 2-for-3 with two doubles. Noah Winkleman, 2-for-3, and Dan Marad, 1-for-3. Dan had a home run, two-run home run in the first inning for Foley. For Fort Ripley, Josh Hookreit and Eli Roberts each had doubles. Foley will make it to Region 8C. Fort Ripley eliminated in that 10-0 win for Foley. The Piers Lakers taking on the Piers Brewers in another elimination game in the Victory League, and this ball game going to the Piers Brewers by a score of 13-6. 13 runs, 14 hits, and an error for the Piers Brewers. Six runs, 11 hits, five errors for the Piers Lakers. Pete Schumer was the winning pitcher for the Piers Brewers. Riley Roush comes in the ninth inning. For the Piers Lakers, Carter Petron will take the loss, relieved by Chase Becker in the seventh and David Kroger in the seventh. Some hitting highlights for the Piers Brewers. Caden Krushek, 3-for-4. Cody Kimmon was 2-for-5. Cody had a two-run homer in the first. Pete Schumer, 2-for-3 with a three-run home run in the seventh inning. And Riley Roush and Gunnar Wicklund each with doubles. For the Piers Lakers, Carter Petron, 2-for-5. Carter had a two-run homer in the first. Camden Hapke was 2-for-5. Camden had a two-run home run in the sixth. Chad Weiss, 2-for-5 with a double and a triple. Colton Hapke was 2-for-4. And the Piers Brewers beating the Piers Lakers 13-6. The Piers Lakers eliminated from further play. More ball games on Saturday. Yeah, elimination ball games, and this was a good one, tough one for the Freeport Black Sox as Opole defeats Freeport on Saturday in 10 innings, 6-5. Six runs, four hits, three errors for Opole. Five runs, eight hits, six errors for Freeport. Drew Lang starts on the mound for Opole, relieved by Sam Butler in the fourth. He's the winning pitcher. And for Freeport, Andrew Kersman starts, relieved by Cam Knutson in the sixth, Cole Neuenschwander in the tenth. He'll take the loss for Freeport. Some hitting highlights for Opole: Chris Ebnett and Dirk Zobots each had doubles. Drew Lang and Luke Biniak each with singles. Luke Biniak scored on a sacrifice bunt by Isaiah Folsom in the 10th inning for Opole. For Freeport, Mason Totkus, 3-for-5. Mason had a double. Ivor Papke was 2-for-4. Matt Johnson had a double. So Opole qualifies for the regions. Freeport eliminated in Opole's 6-5 victory in 10 innings on Saturday. And we had Randall taking on St. Stephen on Saturday, another elimination game. This one goes 8 innings with Randall defeating St. Stephen by a score of 10-0. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Randall. No runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for St. Stephen. Kalen Strzok will get the complete game victory for Randall as he strikes out 13. St. Stephen's Landon Lunzer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Derek Durant in the fourth, Chris Belling in the seventh. Hitting highlights for Randall on Saturday: Kyle Peterchik, 3-for-5. Kyle had 4 RBIs and a double. Charlie Guast was 2-for-3 with a solo home run in the fifth inning. Travis Wenzel with a double for Randall. For St. Stephen, Matt Meyer and Joe Tolsky each singled. So the final today had Randall defeating, or actually on Saturday, had Randall defeating St. Stephen 10-0 in 8 innings. So with that victory for Randall, St. Stephen is eliminated, and Randall moves on to Region 8C. Now, there were some ball games played today in Region 8C, or in that Victory League schedule, and today we had Randall defeating Opole by a score of 5-1, and Foley defeating the Piers Brewers 15-10. I think that just lines up their region for ball games in the matchups. So it was Randall over Opole 5-1, and Foley beat the Piers Brewers 15-10 today. All right, that's going to do it. Our scores and highlights portion of the Dick Foote Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of these regions and teams making it to regions. I got some matchups already, so we'll get to that right after these messages.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're
your
dealer.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Our Tex Mineral Spreaders are American-made and manufactured in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Dairyland Supply is your number one Artex dealer, and we are very proud to be able to sell quality. We have new and used Artex manure spreaders on hand, so if you are in need of an upgrade, then contact Dairyland Supply. We also have parts on hand and service available to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Butch Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Foote Show here on KASM Radio. Let's take a look at some of these region matchups that I have. We'll start with Region 4C. That'll be played in Wilmer this coming weekend, and actually it starts on Wednesday night at 7:30. Wednesday night at 7:30, they will have a play-in game between Sundberg, Norway Lake Sundberg, and Granite Falls, and that'll be played Wednesday night at 7:30 in Wilmer. So Norway Lake Sundberg and Granite Falls have a play-in game. That's on Wednesday night, 7:30 in Wilmer. Otherwise, Region 4C gets started in Wilmer on Saturday at 10 o'clock. It'll be Atwater taking on Marshall. At 12:30, Starbuck will take on Raymond. At 3 o'clock, you'll get Bird Island versus that play-in winner, either Norway Lake Sundberg or Granite Falls, and Painesville will get Milroy. Painesville will get Milroy, and that is at 5 o'clock on Saturday in Region 4C. Region 8C, I do have the eight teams. I am not 100% sure on the matchups. I do know that Nisswa and Avon are the top seeds. The number two seeds are Buckman and St. Wendell. The number three seeds, Foley and Randall, and the number four seeds, the Piers Brewers and Opole. So just the way they're going to match up yet, I don't have the confirmed bracket, so I'm not going to bring you that until I do see it, and we can have it tomorrow morning for you on Sports Scoreboard Show at 8:15. In Region 11C, there will be a play-in game on Wednesday night in Sartell, which is host to 11C. In Sartell, Wednesday night at 7:30, we'll get Luxembourg versus the Sartell Stone Ponies. That's Wednesday night in Sartell at 7:30, Luxembourg versus the Sartell Stone Ponies. And then on Friday night at 7:30, this will be a good one, St. Joe takes on the Eden Valley Hawks. That's Friday night at 7:30 in Sartell. On Saturday, it'll be the play-in winner taking on Monticello at 11 o'clock on Saturday. So either Luxembourg or the Sartell Stone Ponies playing Monticello at 11 on Saturday. On Saturday at 1:30, it'll be Becker taking on Kimball. Becker takes on Kimball at 1:30 Saturday. And at 4:30 on Saturday over in Sartell, it'll be Clearwater versus the Sartell Muskies. That's Region 11C. Region 15C looks like this. On Friday night at 6 o'clock, El Rosa takes on Pearl Lake. These games over in Watkins. These games are in Watkins. 6 o'clock Friday night, El Rosa takes on Pearl Lake. And at 8:30 Friday night, it'll be the Cold Spring Rockies. They'll take on Farming. That's at 8:30 Friday night. On Saturday, over in Watkins, things get started at 1 o'clock on Saturday. It'll be Watkins against Richmond. Watkins plays Richmond at 1 o'clock on Saturday. At 3:30 on Saturday, you'll get St. Martin taking on Spring Hill. St. Martin takes on Spring Hill at 3:30 on Saturday. And then there will be another game Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Some winners from Friday night's games, but... yeah, and look for more ball games next Sunday in all four of those regions that I did mention. And we'll do our best next Sunday night here at 7 o'clock. We'll try to recap all those scores and highlights from various regions. There will be a lot of ball games to, take on for you next Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and we'll do our best. Again, if you want to hear a replay of the Dick Putt Show tonight, Kirby will have that downloaded at some point tomorrow on our KASM radio webpage. That's mychasm.com, mychasm.com. Scroll across the top, you'll see the sports tab. Click on that sports tab, giving you a drop-down box, and you'll be able to find the archive Dick Putz Show there. That's going to do it for now. Thank you to Joyce back at our studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show.